You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. Today, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us deep into Norse mythology and the legend of trolls.
Occasionally, legends appear in history that have no basis in actual events, but are instead rooted somewhere deep within the human imagination, probably resulting from fantasy tales produced within a specific local culture. Such is the case with the legend we examine today, that of the common troll, such as the one popularized in a well-known dark fairy tale called the Billy Goat's Gruff. This particular anthropomorphic creature makes frequent appearances in lore and legend across Europe, beginning in Scandinavia in early Norse mythology, but unquestionably continuing into modern-day Western culture as well. Its origins are a reflection of a universal moral found in folklore, and its existence in the world of fantasy explains something important about the human condition. Generally, the mention of trolls evokes a negative image, one of a creature resembling a human being, but with grossly exaggerated physical characteristics. It is a stereotype creature in folklore that is also universally perceived as dangerous. The troll may take on one of two rather distinctive forms based upon their location. Forest trolls are found in stories set in dark, mysterious, unexplored wooded areas like the great Old Forest of Europe. And underground trolls are found in tales of pits and caverns beneath the earth. Their association with hidden spaces is very telling, for they are found in places where humans typically do not travel. But why? Why would early mythology and fantasy spin tales about almost human creatures preying on humans in remote or hidden areas? There is at least one intriguing, if mostly speculative, theory that the character of the troll might represent a sort of ancient memory of earliest man, a recollection of Neanderthals. Is it possible that the earliest humans who civilized Europe had some memory or knowledge of even earlier human-like creatures? It seems far-fetched, but has been suggested by more than a few anthropologists. Another sociocultural theory is that the physical distortion of the human features, so typical of the troll in folklore, is really just a representation of man's own fears, a personification of the uncertainty of his existence. While the character of the troll has its origin in Norse mythology, the word itself is of ancient Norse origin. Trolls are found in medieval chronicles and literature, even making an appearance in Edmund Spenser's Faerie Queen, where King Arthur defeats a troll in a scene that represents the Christian defeat of evil. Most recently, and perhaps most famously to current generations, English writers J.R.R. Tolkien and J.K. Rowling both employed the use of trolls in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and in the popular Harry Potter series. Trolls are commonly found in many current role-playing games and fantasy video games as well. Like all legends, this one relates an important message about us and our humanity. It is our nature to relegate conflict and ill will to the corners and shadows of our reality, confronting it only when we must. In the legends of the troll, danger takes on a distorted human form, grotesquely misshapen, yet recognizably similar to us, in a way that is perhaps no accident, but yet a mirror of sorts to reflect the darker side of our own human nature.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.